Nick.
Joined.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Joined.
Alan.
Joined.
Hello, who's ever there?
Hello, Alan. Sebastian's there.
And Nick's here.
Good. That makes up the two. The weather delightful wherever you guys are?
Well, it's not freezing here, which is a change.
Define freezing.
Well, below zero.
Ha! Wimps.
Well, actually, below zero, up to 10 below.
So. Wimps. We've had about 5 or 6 days of minus 20-something below without the wind chill.
No thanks.
That's what I say also. Today it's a completely balmy weather with a little bit of snow. Balmy means minus 10.
Cheryl's dialing in, apparently.
Oh, good.
Matthias.
Joined.
Hello.
Good evening. Is that Alan?
It is indeed.
Hi. It told me I was the fourth.
That's right. There's Nick, and I think I heard Sebastian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sebastian's here.
Left.
Well, he was here.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Oh, well.
The teleconference gods taketh and they giveth and they taketh away.
dear.
We traded you for Sebastian.
Look, you can't have everything, obviously.
We've already determined that.
Oh, yeah. dear. I gather that Vander may indeed join us as well.
Oh, good.
Now, Nick, Heidi actually left the XCOM chat. I'm not sure she meant to leave it. Does she know that when you leave a chat, that's it, you're gone?
Possibly not, but...
Joined.
She's supposed to be holidaying.
So I did add her back in, and then she left again. So if the thing annoys her, which is fair enough if she's at a meeting... Perhaps you might suggest that just muting it so you don't hear bingle when chat's going on that you're not involved in. It might be a good thing, but anyway.
I close chats regularly until I found out that when you close them that way, you're really gone.
Yeah, you're gone. It's leave chat.
I didn't know that.
dear. This is where we need a slightly different system. Maybe we can convert everybody to Adobe Connect or whatever the next big thing is going to be. And interestingly enough, there probably will be a next big thing in this unified communication system coming out with chat and everything else, supposedly in the not-too-distant future.
I'm putting this on mute, by the way, because... my food is ready, and I want to eat it before it's cold.
Oh, go for it. Well, as long as you can hear us, that's fine. I was speaking to one of the engineers on this particular project in Google, and they've been working on whatever this is, and I do not know. I only have fluffy bits around the side about its information. But they do know me and my passions fairly well. And in the conversation over coffee, it did come to pass that it's the sort of thing that our types of communications through numbers of language channels and number of time zones might be quite useful. I did say, well, look, if you ever want any beta testers, I'm quite sure we can we can be signed up for the job. So if anything from that should come to pass, it could be quite interesting. Okay. Well, we'll give Nick a couple of moments to eat his dinner without asking any questions. I know Matthias isn't on the call yet. So
I am.
Yes, he is.
Oh, hello, darling, how are you?
Sorry.
You were very quiet.
Writing an email.
All right. Well, first up, we've got a couple of times and dates that you needed to follow up on in terms of meetings from the last ALAC meeting. And while you've got Sebastian and myself and Alan here, it's probably a very good time to pick our brains and make sure that we've got all the follow-up action items and matters from the last meeting correctly recorded and underway. So, Matthias, there's the new GNSO ALAC meeting working group. What else is on the tidying up list?
Oh, it's a very long list.
That's why we've all dialed in, even though it's not an official XCOM meeting.
What action items do you want to know? Should I give you all of them, or should I just
take us through in small bite-sized pieces, and we'll do our best to qualify and make sure that we all know what's going on and what dates and times should be recorded.
You sound right. Awful confident for someone who's been up since 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you've seen me operate like this. This is my normal. I just cannot believe that I did not hear my reminder to dial in at 11. I shall be very disturbed about that for a great length of time, I can assure you.
All right. Okay. The first action item concerns the doodle for the new times for the ALAC call.
Oh, God. Make us jump in the deep end first, why don't you? Oh, God.
I'll do that later today or tomorrow morning.
Yes, but what are we asking them to doodle?
We have Tuesday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then we have...
I don't know what I'll be bloody voting for, I can tell you.
Yeah. what else do we have? Okay, then with regard to the joint NCSG working group, Alan was asked to contact Danny and ask for his participation.
I didn't. I forgot.
And I know
that's why we have
to
call.
I know. Hang on. I know it said contact Danny and ask for his participation. That was actually a synthesis, hi, Vanda, of
joined.
What the discussion was, because I kept saying...
Cheryl, say the sentence over again. You were cut out several
times. I kept
saying
what Matt has just mentioned, which is it's actually not quite what we were saying at the meeting. I kept saying Bo or Danny.
Okay.
And it somehow just got to be ask Danny.
Didn't Alan say that? Oh.
But I think Alan might have proposed that Danny would be the one to go for.
Okay.
I think Bo or Danny, and only because Danny can, say no, and then, where do we go then?
Okay.
But,
what is it we're supposed to be asking? Sorry,
What we want in the joint GNSO and ALAC working group for new non-commercial stakeholder group mumblings is a liaison which is very much representing whatever is going on with the NARALO working group on the subject.
Okay.
And that would be Bo or Danny. Now, we've got the regional reps listed. We now have the African rep confirmed, Bedouin. How do you say his name? I'm not sure, anyway. And so it really only leaves whoever from our side is going to be representing either the interests of the wider at large and or the NARALO working group on non-commercial stakeholder constituencies?
Well, to some extent we need to decide what we want. If it's Danny, he is going to be diametrically opposed to what the NCUC folks are recommending,
mm-hmm.
as I am.
Yeah.
If it's Bo, it's likely to be a rather conciliatory approach, saying that can probably what they're proposing can probably work.
Okay. Is there room for both then? What's our listing at the moment, Matthias? Can you give us who we've got?
One second.
While I'm struggling to find a pen that will actually write.
I trust you've all seen the various memos that have been flying back and forth on the GNSO council list and privately.
From, perhaps not all of them, but certainly some of them.
Well, from Milton and Robin.
I've seen Milton, but I haven't seen Robin.
Okay, I think I forwarded it to you.
You sent it both.
Was it both? Well, maybe I only read as far as Milton, or maybe what
no,
I read I thought was just
I would have sent them in separate memos.
Right.
But it's not very far one from each other.
No. In any case, they are basically objecting to the board saying the GNSO, all the GNSO should get involved in defining the non-commercial stakeholders group. And when AFRI opened it up on the council list with the structure that you and her were talking about, that is reps from every constituency or reps from every stakeholder group, they decided that the time had come to go public and say this is ridiculous.
Right. Okay. So they want their
We're not being invited to define what the what the registry stakeholders group looks like. Why the hell are you buggers involved in ours?
Well, of course, the board resolution asks for the GNSO, not the NCUC.
Indeed, one can ask what the board had in mind. Now, the answer that came back was this was at the end of a long meeting talking about GTLDs. It was a recommendation from staff. It did not have any discussion. It was just passed.
Doesn't matter.
I understand. So the question might be Nick, what did staff have in mind, not what did the board have in mind?
I'm not expecting you to answer
that.
The word staff, so I don't know.
I'm not expecting you to answer that.
Come on. You're eating your dinner. Back to mute. Come on. Okay. So has that given Matthias time to tell me how many people we actually have on from our side of this proposed working group, despite the angst from NCUC?
I assume this call is not being recorded and published.
Well, it gets published by default, but it's not being
I was going to say, it doesn't have to be published.
Yeah, it's just a soft clause. Don't worry.
It's not... The
I always assume everything will be recorded and published, but I'm happy to not have this one.
No, it's not. These don't get published.
That's fine. Okay, so who have we got on this list? We've got...
Carlos, Ellen, Cheryl, Sebastian, Baudouin, and then Danny and or Bo.
Right. Well, what's wrong with that lineup? If we get Danny and or... Well, hang on, how many have we got then? Carlos, Alan, me, Sebastian, Bedard.
Baudouin.
Baudouin, Chombe.
Look, I can barely manage the first name, Baudouin.
Hey, what do you think? She's still calling Matthias after February. What do you think she's going to make a Baudouin?
It's not going to happen. I'm just going to call him Matt.
That's all right.
People do, so you wouldn't be alone.
I count that with Danny or Bo, I count that as only six, and we have a seven option.
We'll give Danny and Bo then.
That's what I was proposing. How does that work?
We may want to wait a little bit and see what the GNSO is going to come up with, but that's fine. That's fine with me.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what we're going to be doing, but it's fine with me.
All I've said to Avery is, whenever you guys get your sort of half of stuff organised, do get back to us, but this is what we're ready to go with.
Okay.
That means we now need to get Danny and Bo. So if, according to the minutes, action items, Alan, you are going to contact Danny. Let's ask you to contact Danny and Bo.
I will contact Danny and Bo.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, there's an action item for Cheryl. And...
Sorry?
The next action item would be for you to contact Avery to find a date, find a couple of dates and times for the doodle.
Well, the main thing is at the moment, Avery's in a holding position because her cats are running around in all sorts of different directions.
Right.
That's really not our problem, but what I'll do is contact her and then say, well, you know, we've now heard from Africa, and as soon as we've got the confirmation of Danny and Bo, here's our list. You let us know when we can...
My recollection is that we were asked to deliver a product by the 24th of January. If that's
right.
Not likely to happen, as it is not, then somebody should be requesting an extension.
Just for the sake of information, I've already said internally that the 24th of January deadline I thought was overly ambitious considering the amount that the community had on its plate, and that no one should be surprised if what came back was a request mostly to extend. What I was told was the only issue there is if that's all that people get back, the longer the NCUC proposal sits as the only one on the table, the more momentum that it kind of gets. I don't know that I buy that, but that's what I got.
It hasn't been posted for public comment, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't believe.
And
I note that Robin in her email to the council said...
Only one talk at a time, please.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
There's not just one NCUC proposal. There is two. There's Cheryl Preston's group's one as well.
No, there's an NCUC proposal on Cheryl Preston's group.
The NCUC's view is that their proposal is their proposal, and hers is a private thing of her own, not theirs.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Private group. Well, it's certainly not being a unified house in order then.
And, of course, Robin's statement to the GNSO council list is the NCUC proposal for the non-commercial stakeholders group was the proposal.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Cheryl may or may not still be a member of NCUC, but it's her proposal, not NCUC's.
Well, either way, it means that there's more than one on the table, not just the NCUC one.
Well,
no, that's she's put in a notice of intent to form a constituency.
Okay. A constituency,
she hasn't
right.
gone to the next step.
But
okay.
the only proposal for the structure of NCSG is the NCUC one.
Right.
Which
okay,
is
so
what
I was
the whole
that.
Exercise
so
was of having the staff come up with a straw man for all of you.
Yep, which is certainly a starting point for us to take next steps from, which is not then impossible to have at least that straw man one as a discussion point ready by the 24th and a next steps document with a timeline planned.
Well, the other thing which might be possible,
it
seems to me, because it's so brief, is a notice of intent to form a constituency composed of individual internet users representatives. Because this is sort of like a two-page form, not very complicated or detailed, but sort of just putting a card on the table.
From whom, though?
I think you might find that, I don't know, maybe not, but it may be difficult to really put that together with any real substance, whereas registrants or other things may be a lot easier.
Well, nothing would prejudice. Having one for individual internet users wouldn't prejudice the registrant one anyway.
No, I know, but the question is, who's going to do this? Under whose name will this go in?
Yeah, that's what I meant. But from whom should that notice of intent go in?
The be any
if we go that way. See, I mean,
that large structures, I suppose.
Yeah, see, GNSO and ALAC, and ALAC slash at large, have been instructed to go and play together and come back with something. That's really what I'm responding to.
Yep.
And that's the one with the 24th deadline. Now, yes, we can advise the board separately as well.
I mean, if indeed there are credible notices of intent to form constituencies in the non-commercial world, that would be useful in discussing the NCUC stakeholder group proposal.
Absolutely.
But they have to be credible ones. They can't be ones that come from us under a different name.
Yeah, I think that would be us being bloody-minded and obstructive as opposed to, trying to encourage a increased participation. All right, so if...
On the other hand, if Bo can get something together on non-commercial, consumer advocates to form a constituency, that's credible.
Yeah.
Well, he's trying to.
Yeah.
And that's something that our group here in Australia were happy to cooperate with.
Mm-hmm.
So that could certainly be done.
If they haven't heard anything from Bogue, a message from them to him may be useful.
Well, our people aren't even, they're still on leave. I mean, our CEO is still on leave.
Okay.
As in, most of us have the whole of January off. This is where we take public holidays, all gather together, and most people take their annual leave. So I will try and contact Teresa. Okay. Not going to happen by the 24th.
It's just a thought.
Yep. Well, I agree with it, but, it's a matter of their time.
Yeah, Chinese New Year's the 26th and all that.
Yeah, well, not only, it's also our Australian national holiday on the 26th of January.
Yeah. Yeah, Asia's pretty
right?
off.
Like, we have a four-day weekend starting on the 24th.
Yeah.
However,
the time
the usual cultural sensitivities have prevailed on the time courses set by ICANN. Right, so I will chat to Avery later today and see what their way forward is. My view, however, is what we are responding to is the board resolution, how GNSO gets their house in order and wrangles or otherwise their member group NCUC, I don't give a damn about, but we need to get something to say by the 24th. Is that how you want me to proceed?
Well, if what it comes down to is you want me to put together some very brief statement of we're working on it, we aren't going to be done by the 24th.
Look, we can say that from our side, but right now I can't say anything because I have no information from the GNSO.
Well, no, but I mean maybe that is what you say is we have a group, cross-regional group to look at this issue.
Ready to convene.
But the other side isn't ready, so.
Yep.
I mean, what I did tell the staff, just so you know, is that I said, look, I think everyone should be realistic here and realize that the NCUC and the other non-commercial stakeholders are unlikely to come to a complete agreement on how the non-commercial stakeholder group should be operated.
That's 100% correct, I believe.
Yeah.
And so nobody should expect that.
The NCUC has several times stated in private and public comments that they have reached out to at large in ALAC, and they've carefully not said that we supported them.
Yeah.
But they're claiming they're being good guys. If anyone's getting in the way, it's us.
Yeah, but it's not our job to come up with competing concepts. It's rather we've never said.
No, but it's not. But in the public record, there's no indication that we've objected to theirs either, I believe.
That's been noticed, too.
Sorry, what was that?
And I have said internally, I said, yeah, there is significant discomfort with the NCUC proposal, but until at large has come to a view on what the alternate should be. People are loath to make any statements about
it. And it's not clear we will. There are some people in at large who are very comfortable with what they're proposing.
Okay. All right. Well, let's look at another way forward. First of all, yes, we will do the... Alan's got his action item. I've got mine chair to chair. But let's take another approach. Because there is some background work which has been done, and we've got some proposals that we've looked at from NCUC, we've able to, and also the Cheryl Preston concept. We've also had a number of discussions in the past, particularly at Cairo, if we were building it, we'd do it this way. How about we convene our part? Let's do a doodle and find out when the seven we've listed before the 24th can come together and put together at least a discussion and a document to give to the board as ALAC board advice by the 24th. And if anyone from the GNSO is getting their house in order between now and then, we'll keep them appraised of it, of course.
You and I
can put together some basic documents to start all the conversation off. How about that?
We're not likely to come to closure by the 24th, even that group of seven.
Well, that's okay. You can tell the board here's where we are.
Okay.
Yep.
You know,
we have
a group of seven. We have met. We are working. We have some,
Okay. No, I'm just pointing out that there's at least one person on that group who's going to disagree strongly, maybe more than one.
We don't know what they're agreeing or disagreeing with. What do you mean disagree strongly? With what?
I suspect Carlos will still support strongly the NCUC proposal.
Well, that's okay.
Okay. I don't know.
His building is representing Latin America and Caribbean view, and he has to reach out to Latin America and Caribbean to find out what their view is.
Yeah, no, I'm just pointing out by the 24th it won't be an ALAC proposal,
right.
And it probably won't even be a group of seven proposal.
Yeah,
that's all right.
No time for that.
All you can do is what you can. There's been holidays, but, if you're working on something, that's all right.
I understand. I was just commenting on what Cheryl said.
But I've been misheard if you think what I am saying is we will have an agreement by the 24th. We won't have even had a meeting with the other half yet. What I'm saying is by the 24th we can have put together what we will be saying to the board we're doing.
Okay, what we are doing, yes. Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, and that's what I said. Nick and I can put together some, baseline.
You asked us to work on it. We're working on it. Here's where we are.
Okay.
Yep. Here's a draft, blah, blah, blah. So we'll need a workspace.
Let's find a meeting time for these seven people.
Okay. So back to meeting the long list that Matt, I'm now going to just... Matt has. I have to retrain myself. If you put two T's in your name, I'm going to, say them.
May I note one other thing about this working group?
In the next 36 to 48 hours, when we might be able to get a call. The latest would be early on the 24th.
May I just note something about this call of a technical nature?
Please.
Baudouin speaks very little English.
Oh,
and
right.
Carlos's English is also not great. So we actually have this is a three language group.
Impossible.
It will not make it work faster. It means that anything written must be translated. I'm happy to do it. I'm just saying this does introduce additional time.
Yeah, okay.
Which is fine. We can just tell the board, look, this working group is actually operating in three languages because it must.
Yeah.
And, that imposes additional time, requires additional time, as well as the complexity of the subject.
Can we leverage by using the Adobe Room more than we have done for this group, and that way the joint working group, if it ever gets going, will also then benefit from using that tool, and we'll have an archive of what we've done.
Because of the multilingual thing, I'm not sure that it gets you very far, to be honest.
I mean, if we're in the Adobe room, what's wrong with, just the same as in the Skype chat, people typing in Spanish or French?
Well, I'm just
still
saying.
Here, it's in the record, then we can go back and translate it later. And we've got the recording, and we can go back and translate later.
For the speaking part, I can offer to help both in French and in Spanish, but Vanda could help in Spanish too, I am sure.
Yeah.
To allow the smooth running of the meeting without an additional interpretation, it's and cost and so on. I think if you agree, I can. Oh, I offer you that.
Yeah.
Well, you can certainly do it, but we're happy to arrange the interpreters. It's fine.
Look, let's keep costs down. That's my problem. The cost of the tri-language calls is really very high.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that then, might I suggest? I was sitting there as AT Ramo.
Excuse me. Can
AT regional rep, and Sebastian seems to be sitting there as Europe regional rep. Can I now ask if we bring Vanda in, because she wasn't listed in that seven, which will assist with the language issues and also keep Carlos honest in terms of representing his views versus representing Latin American and Caribbean wider views.
Yeah. Very wide.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan. But what I'm going to do then, Vanda, is ask you to be the chair of our part of the meetings.
Can I have a second in? How is this group going to work meeting with the GNSO people if people can't all speak English?
We'll have to have interpreted.
There is something that I already put in the past for that we need to have at least someone that can understand and express themselves in English. Even they have some difficulty to write in English, at least they need to have some possibility to listen, to talk. There is something when you choose someone to represent the group, we need to make sure they can do that. That is very important issue, because once they are sitting in the middle of the others, it's impossible to stop and translate, It's something that never works.
I agree.
And happily, that's happened in the past in all diplomatic issues. There is one language that is more easy for everybody. Used to be French, and now it's English. It's not a problem. It's one language that everybody can understand and at least communicate.
Yep. Okay, well, I'm going to propose that we have a group of eight, not seven, that Vanda is included, and that at least means that Sebastian can focus on supporting Gardewin's language requirements, even if it's in a private chat, which again we can do on the Adobe room. Sorry, I've actually got my chair caught around the power cords, that's better.
That's assuming he has internet connectivity at the time.
Yeah.
Who has internet connectivity
at
the time? Baudoir is not likely to.
We've had cases with our African reps saying they don't have internet connectivity on meetings.
It's not unfrequent.
Okay, then. That makes it even more important that we have someone who can keep him up to speed on the in the language, in the spoken part of it. And at least then he can connect to the Adobe room later and see what has been typed.
I mean, he may. I'm just saying it's a possibility. We don't know at this point.
Yeah, well, then again, you know, there's times when I haven't had internet connectivity during a call either, so we it's all emerging economies in developing countries that are affected that way, even Australia. Okay, so set up a doodle. What days do or don't work? What is our last day? I can, you know, basically...
That's it.
Up until and including early in on the 24th, what time did the board want to have something close?
That's a week before the board meetings or something like that, so I don't think the exact time is relevant.
Well, okay. Now, what I will have to say, however, is I will be down the south coast on my four-day weekend away on the 24th. I'll also be there on the 23rd. So if it can be 22-23, that would be preferable. And it also means that we'll have a little bit of extra time. But put the 24th in anyway, in the doodle, just in case it's the only time we can get to do it. All right. Notice I've avoided the one you first said, Matt, which was that dreaded doodle for Monday, Tuesday and the Saturday, Sunday for the change of meeting to the fourth week. You want me to go back to that?
No, it's all right. I'll just set it up and send it out to the internal list.
The problem is, which I did mention at the time, even though we've said go to the fourth week of the month for the ALAC meeting, if they choose the Saturday or Sunday, we have a problem with the AP RALO meeting.
Didn't we say the last weekend of the month?
The last one. Yeah, it can't be the beginning of the fourth week. And not all weeks have a Sunday in that time. Do you know what I mean? We need to look at a 12-month calendar.
Right. So it's either the 4th or the 1st.
Yeah, that's
weekend
right.
Of the month. Okay.
Yeah, it's just that we need to look at that weekend calendar story if we're going to accept Saturday or Sunday options.
Okay.
Did anyone else think of anything we need to think about before that doodle goes out?
No.
Okay. Righto, next on your list.
Just one question with regards to the doodle for the working group. On the 22nd and the 23rd, are we talking about usual evening times, like 2100, 2200 UTC? Because it's going to be difficult to find a time that works for everybody.
Well, what does bringing Bidwan into the mix mean? Which part of Africa is he in?
Well, he's about UTC plus one.
Okay,
so he should be able to do...
Human times, well, providing it's... You know, is he able to do calls during work days?
Does anyone know what he does? And
no.
I mean, an awful lot of people in Africa will only have half decent connectivity or half decent phone if they're at work.
Yeah, mostly.
Well, phone will likely be mobile regardless, but internet connectivity may be restricted to work, depending on.
So we need to do it during work.
If he's the head of a university, he may have. It at home, I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's dependent on the position they have.
Yeah.
They mostly work at home. They extend the internet, you know, academic internet to home.
Yeah.
Used to be.
Do we know?
Yeah.
Do we know what he's likely to have from his call activities on AFRALO?
I don't.
What time does AFRALO meet UTC?
I think it's 1600 UTC.
So it's the end of the working day. That makes sense. What would 1600 UTC do to everybody but me, because I never count?
Fine
with me. Would that work for most people?
Well, we can try 1300 UTC. I think that's better for you, isn't it?
I did ask everyone else. What's it going to do for Carlos?
It's
right.
Pretty
what
early for Carlos
US, huh?
and Vando, isn't it? Well, and
okay,
Alan.
And
depends on the
day. Is it going to be all right for them or not?
7 in the morning, Eastern time, I think.
Alan, what's 13 to 16 do for you?
Which day?
Any day.
Wednesday is no good. I'm sorry, 13 to 16 you said?
That's 8 in the morning for you, Alan.
Yeah. That 13 to 16 is fine most any day, unless I have a conflict. And there are no conflicts in the coming week.
Okay. We're going to have a problem because Carlos is on holiday, so that's even more important that Vander's there. Okay, Vander, you'll be holding the fort for Latin America until Carlos gets back.
Okay.
What does 13 to 16 do for your day, Vander? Have you any days that you want to tell Matt not to put out on the doodle?
Well, it's a lot of... I have a lot of days. It's almost impossible to put all my commitments in this, so I prefer to take a look and rearrange my agenda around here.
Okay, all right. So there's not a day you don't want him to put in. Okay. All right, well, run it. Do the choices then between 13 and 16 UTC, or and I'll live with it.
Okay.
Okay. Next.
The next issue is, there was a discussion on the compliance issues with regards to the RAA. So there are a couple of staff action items set up, a wiki page. Then Cheryl and Alan, it says you will contact Narello to explain the exact role of ALAC in regards to advice on the revocation of registrar accreditation for non-compliance with RAA. Do you know what that means?
I don't have a clue, and I don't remember the discussion.
I think it means I was in a fugue state when we discussed that. I do remember the discussion. I don't remember what it was that Alan and I were committing to say to NARALO. What did we actually... We haven't... Our position was that we would... We are not going to be looking at specific registrars or names of companies, but rather that we intend to take more generic and in some cases high-level views, saying to the board, all compliance needs to be looked at, and we need a mechanism where we can have individual issues with individual, companies, issues with individual recalcitrant registrars
joined.
Raised in some way, and we were talking about liaising somehow with the service staff, was it?
Yeah, I think what we said is that we're not in a position to write letters to the board on everything. And
that's
the
right.
First thing we should do is talk to services staff and try to find a process by which the heads up that we may get from people get fed into ICANN, and we get some feedback back.
Yep. Absolutely, because what we were discussing at the meeting is that it's as it was that example, it's real easy for people to start bringing up either inaccurate or even vexatious matters, and we can't be knee-jerk reacting to each one without extensive due diligence.
Right.
So we won't be doing specific things, but we will be exploring a mechanism where the service staff can be made aware of something that at large wishes to bring up, and ALAC itself will be, as fits with the strategic plan and indeed the budget outcomes, things I've reread the blasted ICANN budget this morning, with improving compliance. So that's basically what we need to say. So, Alan, are you going to say it? We're just going to type this up and send it to them. Can Alan and I just work on a text, forward it to the ExCom and staff, make sure we've dotted all the I's, crossed all the T's, said what we meant to say, send it to have it attached as a draft in terms of the minutes for that meeting, and then forward it once we've made sure it says exactly what we want it to say to NARALO as a formal response.
All right, sorry. Until you got to the last phrase, I thought you were talking about we were drafting something to send to services staff.
Well, we need to do that as well. But what it says in the action item is that we will contact NARALO to say the bits you put up on our agenda have been dealt with this way, and this is the view of the ALAC.
I will draft something very short and sweet,
yep.
And then we can... You can allow, you can insist that it gets larger. Yes.
Alan's used to working with me. Never say things in 50 words if I can say it in 300. Go on. Okay, so.
I was thinking more about 10 and 100.
I can't give my name and address in 500 words. Okay, so that's getting done. So just note that modification of the action item. Next.
Yeah, and then we arrange a teleconference call with the services staff to discuss this, the way forward on the compliance issues.
Well, I'm going to draft something to go in both directions. So.
Right.
So should I wait for you to...
Yes.
To draft... Okay.
And it will be sometime in early February, not between now and the end of January.
Okay.
I think actually we should schedule a meeting for Mexico City, but
makes sense to
yeah.
me.
In Mexico
okay.
City.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Next.
The issue came up. What the topics will be at the discussion with the SC and SO chairs in Mexico.
I noted the release of the results for the summit questionnaire. Thank you. I'll just pull those up. What were the other topics? We might want to choose one from sixth or seventh preference. What I'm willing to do is just say these are the working group activities that the at-large community will be involved with during the summit. We would be happy for any of these to be part of the ACSO discussions. And for your information, here is the next three most popular topics, or next two most popular topics, whatever. What do you want me to do? Want me to do nothing? Okay, that's even easier.
The action item says that we set up a doodle for the ALAC to choose a topic. I'm not sure if it's necessary. Do you want to do that? Well, what would this doodle be? The same topics that we sent in for the second survey? Or would it be just the top seven or five?
Surely which way? I don't mind. It can be top seven or it can be quite literally a lot of them. I don't mind.
I mean, how many topics do you need to send in?
We will only be discussing two or three in the ACSO
in total
event, right? So
okay.
Whatever.
My suggestion.
Yes, go ahead, Seth.
If I may, it's to take the 6, 7, and 8. As a proposal to the other AC and SO, they will have also proposal, and at the end you will have to choose. Maybe we will add one, but that means that you will have 10 different subjects. If everybody comes with different topics, then we will accommodate if one or two are taken for these activities. We will maybe shorten the time we allocate to those subjects during the summit.
Okay. What are 6, 7, and 8, though?
Then the 6, it's IDN, the 7 it's IPv4, IPv6, and the 7 it's a registrant-registrar relationship. Relation,
okay.
Sorry.
But we're doing IDNs as part of our top five anyway, with the new GTLDs, at least IDN GTLDs. So do you want to do a doodle then? Or...
My suggestion is that you take these three ones, or if you don't want to take IDN, we can also talk about ICANN geographic region. It's a number 9. It's all those topics are interesting for every participant, and it's why it's quite easy to pick them and to propose to the other.
What did we agree in our meeting that Matt's saying we said we'd do a doodle?
I guess, or at least what I recall, is that we say we will use the survey, and the survey will be that the first one will go to a working group during the summit, and that we can suggest the three next one for the activity with AC and ESOS.
No, I thought that we would be much more flexible for the AXO one, because there may well be some overlap if something fits, and there may be other things that were not on our user's priority that are the most important things to discuss with in the cross constituency.
Okay.
And I think we said something like that.
Yeah.
There's nothing forcing us to do the doodle. Is that correct?
I think Alan's right. Yeah, I don't think you have to do the doodle. It was just one of the suggestions.
Okay, well, unless we committed to do the doodle, I'm happy to put 1, 6, 7, 8, and 9 across as the ALAC suggestions to the AXO committee, and I will also make sure they know that we have what our five topics are for the summit working group. Okay?
Hold on. I haven't looked at that list yet. Where is it? Who sent this out?
Nick did.
Stuff.
Oh, yesterday.
In case it's useful to know this, Wolf sent out an updated draft summit agenda, which needed some work, and I have sent him back a new version. And it has room for 8 thematic sessions, aside from the working groups, on the Sunday, because there were already, actually no, 10, 8 of which were already proposed, those being participation and outreach, a regional perspective, IDNs, IDN fast track and end users, role of at-large and the review of ALAC, debate, who is services and privacy, that's Bo and Wendy.
Yep.
Panel, the role of ALAC as seen by others, which is apparently being organized by you, Alan. Freedom of expression and...
Say that again?
The role of ALAC as seen by others. Maybe it's not you, but that's who he has down there for that.
Awful nice of someone at least mentioned it to me.
I just saw it on his sheet of paper. It was the first I'd heard of it, but we haven't even begun running around checking about.
Mm.
And freedom of expression and new TLDs, don't know what that means. Don't know who's proposing it either. Rudy Van Snick is proposing registries, registrars, and abuse of domains. Vanda and Carlton are apparently organizing geographic regions at ICANN and at-large perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And this leaves 2 slots which are currently unallocated. Don't have to be allocated, by the way, but it does leave 2 slots. At the moment, each of these sessions is set for an hour. I suspect that Wolf is going to say they should be an hour and a half.
But some of them are in subgroups, not in general meetings.
None of these are in the general sessions.
I guess IDNs and IPv6, IPv4 are in a general meeting for the summit.
Oh, but yeah, that's in the session the previous day. This is Sunday.
Yeah.
The previous day has various subjects, DNSSEC.
I don't think if we have subgroup working on one topic and the session with ACASO, it's even better because it allows a group of people to prepare the participation of the at-large during this session, and it's great.
Okay.
Cheryl, is the AXO meeting supposed to be all policy issues, or to what extent has it been deigned that they have to be within a certain area?
It hasn't been deemed that they have to
I mean,
be
I would have thought one.
At all.
I would have thought one of the issues we want to bring up, if no one else does, is more active cooperation at all levels between the various ICANN bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, akin to the, to what Suzanne Sens said to me, and I think I reported to a few of you, you know, that it's fine for the chairs to sit at a meeting, and it's fine at a round table like this for four other selected people. How do we get ongoing, continual dialogue going, not just, you know, when it's deigned to be the right 12 minutes a year?
Okay.
And I would have thought that's a really good topic, and it has nothing to do with the kind of things that we fold our ALSs on.
Absolutely. Interestingly enough, I wouldn't mind having that as a topic that we can work on in a hypothetical for our summit workshop. Our at-large ALAC summit has a two-hour slot for a workshop, and I'd be real keen to be looking at that because that's something that has got very wide, wide ramifications and wide interest rather than something purely policy. I would very much like to see something like what we did back in Wellington meeting when we did a hypothetical on redelegations. This was in the CCNSO world, our redelegations by ICANN of CCTLDs. And it was fascinating to see how interactive a hypothetical can be when it's a topic that everyone's interested in. That goes, I think, nicely towards improving our ICANN transparency, accountability, and improving institutional confidence. So I'd be surprised if that didn't get a lot of mileage. But just to clarify, Alan, it's the AXO meeting is not in the same format as...
I know that.
Yeah, it's 25 people sitting around. We put five of them at the table.
I understand. The question I'm raising is not how do you do it at one formal two-hour period every 4 months, but how do you get ongoing cooperation and discussion?
I think that's really really important. I would have thought that was the overarching aim. Of what we're all trying to do. The AXO meeting specifically is trying to find nexus, be they points of variance or points of agreement on policy matters, though.
Then I think it's worthwhile bringing it up explicitly and clearly as opposed to talking around the subject.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, I shall raise that with them, but by the same token, I'm very tempted to raise that as a topic for the workshop. What's your general feeling on that?
The general feeling is most of the other people who are coming to the summit are not familiar enough with how the rest of ICANN works to really have that discussion there.
True, but on the Wednesday, that's in the mainstream. That's a workshop which is part of the mainstream ICANN program. I have got the right day, haven't I, Nick? It's Wednesday, 2 hours or something?
Well,
Wednesday there is a two-hour workshop, which is undefined.
That's right.
Well, let me suggest
the same approach we have in the fellowship program. We have some one people because of their less people, and then we have one or two people that are the coaching of the group. So they follow and orient and give some hints during the day, pick one and another and put them together in some hours, in the coffee break, something like that, to make sure they are following what is going on during the meeting in the ICANN. Maybe we could do something like that. In the first day, we can divide among ourselves and, group the Latin Americas. I can meet each coffee break in the same place or something like that. Because we need to in some way, help them to integrate.
Okay, that's good. I think we'll bring that up at the summit meeting. Okay.
Cheryl, to answer your specific question of a subject for the Wednesday workshop, given that that's effectively one of the last meetings, I would say you enter into that with making the comical statement, so you've been here for 4 days and you now fully understand ICANN. And I think you go on from there of, question and discussion of ICANN and both what it does, how it's organized, and what people can do on an ongoing basis. In other words, try to fix some of the problems that were not addressed over the last 4 days, and there will be, and how do we go forward? That's what I would do in that two-hour session if I were God.
Remember, that two-hour session is a mainstream session. It's not just for summit people.
Ah, oh, sorry. I was assuming something called a workshop is
just summit. No, it's an ICANN workshop.
My apologies. I guess I didn't look at the ICANN workshop agenda clearly enough.
That's all right. Well, I'm assuming that's
he said he said comically.
Uh-huh. I'm assuming that is the intention because it's certainly been my intention. But the mentoring as a group is very important. Okay, I know what I'm doing with the AXO. Right, next.
Left.
Who was that?
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me. Sebastian?
For them to tell you if they've left.
Is Sebastian still here?
Yeah, I think he's dropped again.
Okay.
It's been him. Okay, with regards to the new TTLD guidebook, we asked Bo Brandler to send a refined draft statement on the new TTLD guidebook to the RALOS. I haven't seen anything, have you?
No.
I have some news on this front.
Okay, go for it. And I'm going to have to mute, otherwise you're going to hear...
Basically, I talked to Bo about it, and he's a bit overwhelmed with being set upon by Milton on a routine basis, as well as GTLDs and all the rest of it, and all the grumbling. So I asked him if I could help, and he and try and combine the various views on new GTLDs into a consolidated thing. Not saying everyone agrees on everything, but actually saying there are differences of view on certain things and others maybe less so. And so he said, yes, please, that would help a lot. So I'm finishing it up, and we'll send it to him, and you guys, if you like, tomorrow. I just asked that I not be attributed with it because internally at ICANN, this is a sensitive topic.
Yep.
I would rather be free to try and approximate the community's views without a lot of internal grief over.
Okay, next.
Then the last thing is the GNSL HUI Studies Working Group call. Stoff was asked to set up a doodle for a meeting with Liz, and we will send this out shortly. Possible options are Thursday at 20:30 UTC and Friday at 20:30 UTC.
This week?
This week, yes.
Good luck getting people.
It's a bit sharp, yeah.
Yeah, without a couple weeks' notice, you won't get much.
Yeah, I think it's very short notice. Do we have a second alternate?
I mean, we can go back to Liz and ask her if we can do it in, say, 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, whatever you like.
Well, I understand that, but we did say we would do the meeting to do the prioritizing as early as we possibly can.
They asked for a response by the 16th, and we said, could you give us another week or so?
Yeah, so we as long as it goes before, well, the end of this week is another week. What's the or so?
The GNSO meets on the 29th. It was going to be trying to take action.
Mm-hmm.
And the 23rd or the 22nd was, you know, that was enough time to get things, to pull things together. The 16th was enough time to pull things together and allow it
okay.
to be presented to the GNSO a week before its meeting, which is the requirement.
Well, I think it's going to have to do it with those proposed dates and encourage people to join the call. But the result of the call is for us to actually, for Liz to leave with a prioritized list from us, from the call participants.
Okay.
Let's just do it.
I think the bottom line is we have to start acting on the to-do list from ALAC meetings within 24 hours of the ALAC meeting, not a week and a half later.
Well, in fact, staff have been doing that in the ensuing time because these dates were negotiated to meet the requirements of Liz. There was other dates you were proposing or not? I've been watching traffic.
No, I'm just saying if we were going to try to schedule a meeting for the 22nd or 23rd, it would have been good
to have sent it out
last Tuesday or Wednesday, not this week.
When did I think that's a product of when it was confirmed, though, in this case. And I'm not sure that was our problem.
I'm not saying it's our problem. I'm just saying I think we need to get on these things quicker because otherwise the deadlines just slip by.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, and maybe push back on some of these deadlines where there's no real apparent reason for it.
Or completely unrealistic in achieving anything.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Them too.
All right. Anything else on your list, Matt? Or is that it?
No, that's it.
That's it.
Excellent. Anything else on anyone else's list?
Travel.
Surely no. Surely there's nothing to be said about that subject.
I am making no arguments. I just want to be given instruction as to what to book that will be paid for.
Well, at the moment, it's I mean, you and I talked about this earlier, and if it's a case of you overnighting Thursday somewhere else on your way home, or you staying in Mexico City, leaving the next day, and going directly home, we've got an overnight somewhere anyway, and you may as well spend it in Mexico City, right? If you'd rather.
That's fine with me.
I know, Cheryl, you want the XCOM at least to be able to meet on Friday, late Friday.
In keeping with what we said in Cairo, yeah.
Yes. I have to speak to Denise, tomorrow.
Okay.
But she's off like everyone else is.
Okay, I'll put my request in to travel on Friday. If tomorrow that gets changed and before the tickets are issued, I will change that with your approval. Please let me know.
It may be that your flight on Friday still allows us to do that regardless.
No, it will not.
Okay, what time do you...
If I'm going to get home, I have to leave in the morning.
Okay, right. That's what I was asking. I didn't know what the flight was.
Well, I haven't.
So I will wait for some feedback.
It's just that based on the feedback, this travel agency that ICANN is contracted with do not seem to respond all that quickly and seem to lose email.
Good. Lose email.
There are several people reporting that they sent it in, and BDC or whatever the name is claims they never received anything.
Yeah, the form.
Carlton's raised that, and a couple of others have raised that they've sent in the form and have not received a notification that they've received it. And when they're followed up, apparently it hasn't been received.
I know
KCA have taken, from today, basically, are taking a much more active role.
Sorry, who has?
KCA, the professional event meeting planners that we've engaged, to do nothing but the summit work.
Okay, is Stacy in the loop on these travel arrangements, or is it just the travel agent?
No, she's in the loop, but she's not going to... Who's going to follow it the most closely is KCA.
Okay.
And I'll, when we talk to them, like all the time. The next time we talk to them, I'll raise this and ask them to basically find out what the status of each and every traveler is and get, daily reports from BCD about it. So then, if they haven't heard from somebody, we can find out if they really haven't heard from somebody or, it's another case of missing emails or whatever.
I mean, otherwise, you're going to find all the ALS people, the ones who are not connected to ICANN mailing lists, to the ALAC mailing lists, are going to accept the delays and then suddenly find that nothing's happened by the deadline.
Yeah,
I believe we need to take a look more close through the RALOs and the ALS, circulate some information among them to make sure they are following, they are all connected, people receive, et cetera.
Have we not created a summit attendee mailing list?
I asked for it to be created today as well as mailing lists for each working group's members to use. So those should be ready tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, maybe today, but I think maybe tomorrow. But maybe tomorrow.
Today's already over in some parts of the world.
Yeah. They're in North America, these guys.
Okay. Well, that's important. I really would like to see that, unlike most other times, things don't just get... assumes that there've been read receipts and confirmations have to come back to people. We give ridiculously short amounts of time, ridiculously late in the process, make our parties jump through hoops. They certainly have to have it confirmed from, I would like to think KCA as well as BCD, that their travel application has in fact been duly received and is indeed being processed. So someone needs to make sure that gets followed up on aggressively, and I trust that's going to be you, Nick, seeing as you're in contact with them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Nick, can I presume you'll get back to me on Denise's verdict, or
yes, I'll
do
get
I
back
need
to
follow up? Okay.
I'll get back to all of you.
Okay. So with Vanda, when are you planning on leaving Mexico? Because you obviously don't have the same travel limitations as Alan in terms of...
Normally on Saturday or something like that.
Okay.
Whatever the decision we have. Because most of the Friday is the best day to talk with the people around, especially from the board. So it's very, very keen to have been there and have the opportunity to explain some issues, et cetera. So I normally stay.
The question is, will you do it if you have to pay for it yourself?
Yeah, what I did in Paris and in Cairo, I paid.
Yep, that's right. What does that mean for Sebastian then? I think Sebastian, you're doing the same with Vanda as well, paying for extra time.
I think Sebastian dropped off.
Okay, I saw early travel dates for him, and I'm pretty sure that is the case. So We just need to double check on Fatimata then, who's not on this call. Nick, can I ask you to double check with Fatimata and make sure she's in the loop if indeed we are going to be able to have the XCOM meet on the Friday? And certainly, if not, well then, you know, she just sticks with the normal system. But I do think we're disadvantaging Africa if the rest of us are going to be able to meet either late on Thursday or on the Friday after the board meeting, and not have have Africa involved as well. That worries me greatly. Anything else?
Nothing I can think of. I mean, of any realistically.
Okay. We also need to make sure that we do get Fatimata on the next formal XCOM call. And we need to realise that once we've switched the... once we've switched the ALAC meeting to the fourth week, post-doodling, and I will lobby you all to make it the Tuesday, or consider yourselves lobbied to make it the Tuesday.
well, Cheryl, if we set it on a weekend, it's going to be even more erratic than people having business trips. If someone's scheduling a weekend away with their family, they're going to go.
Absolutely, you know. Anyway, unless it's late on the Sunday, but anyway, yeah, I just think it's got bells on it doing it other than the Tuesday. But there you go. We said we'd let them do it, and democratic process will win out or not otherwise. What I was concerned about is that we then have an XCOM that's fairly soon after the ALAC meeting, so we are doing the follow-up that we've done in today's call, as Alan said, get onto things sooner rather than later. So can we, just not now, but keep in our, for next call, next week, what times and dates, in days of the week, might be appropriate for the 10 days after the new ALAC meeting time, because we should have the doodle results by then. Matt, how long are you running that doodle for?
Well, it's at 7 to 14 days.
What's Ooh, that was over generous, wasn't it? Let's say 7.
All right.
One other thing that I should wonder about is the IDN fast-track statement.
Yep.
At the December ALAC meeting, basically, the new IDN liaison was basically supposed to see if anything needed to be edited because of the slight revision to the original text of the fast track. Otherwise, it was going to go in. Did that ever get transmitted? Did he ever get back?
Not to my knowledge.
Did he ever get back to anybody and say, no, it's fine? Because he told me he was working on it before I left, but that's what I heard.
Okay, I do know he was, while you were away, asking to talk to you several times. Because I intervened, I was copied on those Nick, can we please talk calls, emails, and because I was copied on them, I said, well, I'm sure you can, but it won't be until after January, whatever it was, 15th, 13th or 14th, when you return back.
Right.
So that'll be in the 10,000 emails you've probably got on your desk.
There were literally 3,000, and I haven't gone through them all yet.
Yep, so can I say he did reach out at least two or three times while you were away, so it might be good for you to just go back.
I'll have a go.
Yeah, have a go, and I'm happy to be involved in whatever call that is, because it's probably easier for me, because I've worked with Hong through all of this so long. It's probably easier for me to reassure that we are, in fact, moving in the right way. With the minor edits, I don't see it's a problem, to be honest.
Well, I'm not sure that any were needed, but, you know.
No, they weren't. Not from my perspective, anyway. But at least I can reassure him that way.
Yeah, I think...
So, yeah, you better reach back out to him. Okay. All right. Anything else?
No.
No? All done? My reason for haste is that I will be out of the office for most of today. In fact, I'll be out of the office for all of today. The road in and out of my area is closing between 9 and 5, so I can't get back to the office. I just hope that the road opens later. There's only one road in and out of where I go. And there's a bridge, and they're closing the road and building up the bridge. So I've actually got to get out. Even though my meeting is until 11, I actually have to be through before 8:30. So bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.
Cheryl.
Left.
Alan.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Vanda.
Left.
Matthias.
Left.